Matthew's long COVID ME/CFS recovery story is interesting. It's interesting because it's a blend of old and new. The old, Matthew benefited greatly from a POTS diagnosis and treatment regimen at the Bateman Horne Center, and then finally recovered using a new treatment, hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Matthew's long COVID story started in February 2020 at a concert in North Carolina. The dizziness that would become a hallmark of his illness and plague him began about 2 weeks into his COVID-19 experience. His other major symptoms were brain fog, post-exertional malaise, and fatigue. During the day, he typically spent 6 to 12 hours in bed. Matthew characterized his experience with the medical profession as deeply perplexing, troubling, gut-wrenching, agonizing, frustrating, and frankly, unacceptable. While Matthew did get supposedly full workups from 3 hospitals, which turned out to be pointless, and did see 20 doctors who got his diagnosis wrong, he was able, through the internet, to properly diagnose himself and find his way to knowledgeable doctors at the Bateman Horne Center within 2 years. Mitodrine improved his symptoms by about 25% over several months. Adding in Abilify, low-dose naltrexone, and Paxlovid helped significantly. Matthew felt his symptoms improved by about 5% a month, every month for 2 years, and was about 80% better when in November 2023, without warning, he experienced a major relapse that left him spending 20 hours a day at times in bed. Matthew turned to the Aviv Clinic in Florida, where he engaged in an intense 3-month hyperbaric oxygen therapy protocol that utilized extensive testing and a personalized treatment regimen that included exercise and brain training. It took Matthew 2 weeks before he experienced a zero-symptom moment. That ultimately progressed into a zero-symptom day and a zero-symptom week. He said he entered the 3-month program feeling that he was nearly dead and left it feeling fully alive again. 3 weeks later, tests confirmed that blood flows to the brain, his exercise capacity, cognitive abilities, etc. had improved. 7 months later, he was still well. Several studies and case reports suggest that HBOT therapy can produce at least temporary improvements in long COVID, fibromyalgia, and ME/CFS, and one study suggests the results may be permanent. A systematic review reported that HBOT showed some benefits for long COVID symptoms, and a meta-analysis of 4 fibromyalgia randomized controlled HBOT trials concluded that prolonged treatment sessions may help with pain relief. Several long COVID and ME/CFS HBOT studies, some quite large, are underway. Matthew reported that he felt that everybody with long COVID that he met at least improved. Some had dramatic improvements, and some, like him, recovered completely. Few of us have the means to duplicate Matthew's HBOT program, but Matthew's story points to something important and hopeful, and that's the role that increased oxygen levels at the tissue level may play. The implications of increasing oxygen levels include the possibility that finding ways to improve blood flows, possibly by reducing sympathetic nervous system activity, removing blood clots, increasing oxygen levels, enhancing mitochondrial activity, and reducing inflammation, can be quite helpful. Given HBOT's expense and the long time component, one wonders if the process could be sped up. Could anticoagulants, mitochondrial supplements, blood volume enhancers, or immune modulators done in conjunction with HBOT help? We should learn much more about hyperbaric oxygen therapy, long COVID, and ME/CFS over the next couple of years.